News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The Healthy Working Ireland report is on today and had some fascinating findings in it. One in four Irish workers, they spend more than 6 hours a day sitting on their backsides. Over half of them don't have the energy, they say, to exercise after work. 9 in 10, 90%, have worked while sick, sometimes against the advice of their GP. Peter Cosgrove is the Future of Work expert. Peter, are we that overworked, or do we just like to think we're that overworked?
I think we're overworked, to be honest. I've no doubt that people are feeling stressed and the burnout, but I think it's probably a little bit more the fact that we're always on, technology follows us around, and we haven't really been able to manage it correctly. If we're expecting our employers to do this for us, we're probably a little naive. We probably need to take a little bit more accountability ourselves.
Let's talk about some of the facts and figures. Yeah. Sitting down for 6 hours a day, I suppose, look, in the context of a work day, that's the overwhelming majority of it. It does mean you could be on your feet, I guess, for 18 hours of the rest of the day.
Yeah, and honestly, what people, you know, you'll ask, the same people will be eating lunch at their desk. They could be kind of going for a walk at lunch, having walking meetings, stand-up desks in some organisations. So there's lots of things you can do. It's the same thing. People have stickers on their desk to remind them to get up every 45 minutes, walk around. It's meant to be good for our eyes. There's lots of reasons we do it. But again, nobody can do that for us. It's not that difficult to get up from your desk every half hour. It's just something we have to do ourselves, not expect someone else to do.
I'm conscious maybe people listening to this will say, hold on, I went to my employer and I asked for one of these stand-up desks you can rise up or down. They said, would you go way out of that? You can sit down. Sure, everyone sits down. You know, that they will say that there's a culture in the office that they happen to be in. Everyone goes in, you sit at your desk and you leave at 5 o'clock, and it's hard to be the one to buck that trend.
Yeah, and also there are some kind of behavioural things. If you're standing up and everyone else sitting down, it can feel a bit strange to other people. So, but stand-up desks are probably for the companies that probably can afford it. I wouldn't advocate everyone needs to have one. As you said, I think if you can just stand up, you can walk around, you can walk into work, you can do other things. As you said, there is 18 other hours in the day.
Have we been, like, technology, we blame technology, or lots of people will blame technology for some of that burnout factor, you know, the fact that they're never off. Technology, it strikes me as well, could form part of the solution. Like, you don't need to be sitting at your desk. Lots of people don't for that amount of time every day, do they?
Yeah, I mean, well, hopefully more people are saying they can work remotely, they can work different times of the day, so they're not stuck in the car for 2 hours either way, or a train, because they shouldn't have to be commuting. I still think companies are pretty probably not great on this. We still have this culture of, where were you? You're not in at nine. So I think companies are struggling a bit. Employers who are a little bit more enlightened are understanding it's about what you do, not where you are. But I think that's still a little bit of a challenge. I do think, though, that technology is a much bigger issue. You were talking earlier about well watched, not well read. It's too addictive, technology, for most people. And I think we're in a generation where this generation are going to be the ones who have to work out how we manage technology being off it and on it. And we blame employers the whole time for checking emails. But, you know, we can just leave the phone down. If you're swimming, if you're coaching kids, if you're out for a walk without the phone, you're not checking emails.
So again, I know people will blame their employers. They'll say, look, it's easy for you to say, for Peter to say, I should turn my phone off when I go out to hurling training or whatever. But if an email comes in, my boss knows I have a mobile phone. Yeah. He knows I could read it and would expect me to.
But they shouldn't expect you, because actually email isn't urgent. If it's urgent, they can call you. Tell them you can take a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I can guarantee you won't get any calls, because it's not urgent. People email because they expect to read it. So if you're not there, if you say to anyone, I'm out training kids, they won't go, I can't believe you're not checking your emails. It's because it's people sitting in watching Netflix and then they check their phone because it's on their phone. I think we have to take a lot more responsibility.
Is there a generational thing? You know, you talked about there still being maybe an attitude in some workplaces, a reluctance to allowing that remote working or relying on technology to get away from the desk for a few hours every day. Is that a generational thing? You know, are there people kind of moving up in organisations, digital natives, I suppose is the word we'll use for them, that will be a bit more accepting of that?
They will. I think the challenge still is, a lot of research shows when you're not in the office, you kind of can get passed over for promotion, because if you're not seen, people don't remember you're there. If a new project comes in and you're not at your desk outside in front of everyone else, you don't get picked. And that's just human nature. So there is some challenges with it. I think companies are better at it. But I think the key thing to remember for employees, it's never been so good. You know, you've never had more leverage in an organization. If you're complaining now about the workplace, just think back at the recession. People weren't worried about burnout when they were really wanted their job. So you can always, an employee right now, walk with your feet, because there's many, many other jobs out there, whereas that isn't always the case.
Not a bad time to be an employee, I suppose, despite some of those findings. Peter Cosgrove, Future of Work expert. Peter, thanks a million, as always, for coming
into
us.